Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives, and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always. So today on Hustle, we're going to be speaking to Elise Russell, also known as PHDMB. She is a DMB DJ based in Perth, Australia. She's also the co-founder of Remedy Promotions. Having picked up the art of mixing only recently, she has been quick to establish herself within the Perth drum and bass scene. She enjoys mixing deep and funky tracks, and she's already out and about playing at local events. In addition to this, she has co-founded Remedy Promotions during isolation, which hosts online DJ battles between different Australian cities, keeping the scene alive with something fun and fresh. Wow. So, Elise, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for staying up late to speak with us.
No, thank you for having me.
Hey, that's good. So, well, the time now for you is about 11 o'clock at night, isn't it?
11:30, yeah. 11:30. Yeah. It's been a long day, but I'm used to it.
Yeah. Do you know what? That is dedication. Dedication to the cause. So let's dive straight in. So when did you actually start DJing or decide to give DJing a go?
It was almost exactly a year ago, actually. So I think the exact date was the 17th of November last year. I just shared a video of my first blend the other week. So, yeah, I don't know. I decided a while ago, maybe 2 years ago, but I was busy finishing my PhD. So I just waited until the end. And, yeah, I've been an avid fan the whole time. So I just kind of jumped in.
That's amazing. And considering, like, so you started to you dive straight in about a year ago and you've already been playing out at local events, that's pretty impressive. How did you go about getting gigs locally, and how did you contact promoters?
So I'm actually an event promoter myself for other companies. So I sell I guess it's a bit different over here. So not owning a company as such, I do with Remedy, but we just sell tickets and discounts and like get the events out to everyone and stuff. So I've been doing that for a couple of years already. And then, yeah, so I guess I got lucky in a sense, in one sense, but it's also about, like, I don't know, if you're in the scene and you're learning and they know that you're doing it, you just kind of fall in.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think there's a lot to be said for treating yourself as a business in the industry. So it doesn't really matter, you know, what you're selling or what you're doing marketing-wise or business-wise. You can relate all of that to DJing and getting yourself out there with other promoters, and especially if you're already chatting to them. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I was talking about this actually today. I think a lot of it is making every opportunity kind of a networking opportunity, but being genuine about it. So not necessarily going out there and purposely meeting people for that sake, but just supporting everyone and, you know, just getting part of the scene and chatting regularly. I don't know. I guess that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I think, well, there's a lot to be said for being nice and being genuine, isn't it? You know, sharing what other people are doing, promoting what other people are doing, not just doing it so that you can get gigs, because I don't think there's any longevity in that at all whatsoever.
Nah, ego doesn't last very long.
No, that should be a hashtag, ego doesn't last very long.
We'll make it a trend.
That's it. So tell us more about Remedy Promotions then. So you set this up during isolation, which is a great project, something really positive. So please let us know a bit more about it.
Yeah, so I went to Brisbane at the start of the year, and I met a whole crew of people over there. So when isolation started, there was just this banter between myself and now one of the co-founders, Aridale, who's based in Brisbane. And we were like, you know, get the crew together, we'll see how this goes. And everyone kind of was a bit like, this is a bit weird at first, but, you know, what else are you going to do when you're stuck in the house for a couple of months? So I had a bit of fun with it. There's when we do them, there's like heaps of banter and stuff. Like we get in the comments, everyone supports each other. So it's really fun. One of the people that started from the Perth crew actually ended up as another co-founder. So now there's three of us actually doing it. But yeah, the format's about 15 minutes each and about six per side. We try to get about one to three females. So it depends on how many are actually in the cities and yeah, just promote the crap out of them and get everyone out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a great concept because I think this is the first kind of battle idea that I've seen. I mean, I'm sure there are some out there, but genuinely when lockdown happens, I mean, here in Europe or I suppose across the rest of the world, we were inundated with people live streaming just their mixes. I mean, every other post was a live stream, wasn't it? Which is amazing, but also sometimes a little bit overpowering, I suppose, for the socials. But an actual physical battle is really cool. It's a really great idea.
Yeah, and what we do as well, so obviously with the streams, they were doing 1 to 2 hour streams and stuff, so it can people come and go. These ones are only about 15 to 20 minutes each, so we find that people get engaged. We don't actually tell people who's going next, and we do back and forth between the crews, so we encourage everyone to get out, and it's been working really well. So lots of people been connecting through it. There's been people being signed with tunes, they've been booked for interstate when the borders open. Yeah, it's insane. Like our little community down here has come together, so it's been really good.
That's fantastic, because if people have been signed as well and, you know, booked for other gigs, that's brilliant. What a great outlook. And I think you hit the nail on the head there, really, with it being short and sweet. I mean, most of us that are online quite a lot, we have the attention span of a gnat, don't we? So, you know, literally, and especially with when it comes to live streams, they have to be spot on, because nobody... I was speaking to China Lewan recently, and she was saying, she's like, you know, no one's got time for things to not work properly. Even though we've got all the time in the world at the moment, we still have very small tolerance levels, don't we? So, short and sweet is the way forward, I think. That's brilliant.
And it's good because, we found with that format, so initially people, as I said, the first crew were like a bit funny about it, but as they started submitting their sets, they were actually like really positive, said like it brought different creativity out of them. Because you only have that many minutes to shine, right? So it's like throw down your style and give it all you got. So it's been really good.
That really is kind of mini mix territory, isn't it? 15 minutes, like boom, like just do or die, make it work or don't make it work, because you can string things out, but no, you've got to, you know, and once you get into it, I assume I'd imagine there's a lot of competition in there with people now, and you know, trying to put their best foot forwards.
Yeah, we had about I think it was 54 DJs over the five events, so it was Perth, Brisbane, Adelaide, Melbourne and Sydney, and we also had another Perth Brisbane battle that was a ladies of bass edition, so we did two lady promoters in the two cities and brought them together for it, so that was really cool. And out of that we took 25 through because we couldn't decide and now we got these judges on board to decide who are our Aussie All-Stars, so it's pretty cool.
Wow, that's a huge amount, actually, especially, and there's a lot of organizing that must go into the back end of this, so I could just see you shaking your head now, because for anybody that's listening.
And I have a full-time job as well and a daughter, so it's not like I have all the time in the world, but I guess you do what you love, right? So I'm really good at organizing things and hustling and networking, connecting people, and you know, I'm not afraid to just like ask. And, you know, if someone says no, like that's the worst they can do, right? It's nothing, there's no hurt putting yourself out there and seeing if someone wants to get involved or not. And, the response has been really good. So
That's amazing. That's so good. I mean, that's great advice, actually. Just ask. I was speaking to another female DJ friend of mine recently, and I was she has a project on the go, and she was like, "Oh, I'm not really sure which direction to go with this." And I was like, "Well, look, you know, just have a think about who you know in your industry, in your kind of like bubble, so to speak, your music bubble, and ask for help." Ask a question, or just reach out to people, because actually there's lots of people willing to help or share their skills or their knowledge or do what they can to further your project, so to speak. So
yeah, and I think also putting yourself out there and making those connections, like one of the DJs in Perth recently, or promoter as well, said someone just went keen to mix and sent a mix to his messenger, had no idea who it was, and everyone, you know, the response is kind of like they don't really go to events, like no one knew anything. And it's like, you have to support the scene, you have to be genuine, but also just like go make friends with people. And like for me, I was really fortunate that I have a lot of DJ producer friends that are absolutely killing it, so I just go do back to backs at, you know, catch ups when we were allowed to, and yeah.
Yeah, wow, that must be really good fun, especially because it's very inspiring, you know, actually, because there's a lot of DJs that will have started out roughly in lockdown, and you know, you don't have to be playing, or you don't have to have been DJing for years to go out and get gigs, but you do need to be good, and you do need to have your shit in order, basically, don't you? So and put your best foot forward with networking and being genuine and nice, and doors do open.
I think it's for most people, especially with women as well, because you know, I guess we question ourselves a bit more. And I do programming and stuff for my job, and I actually started a group focused in women, but anyone can come. So it's called Our Ladies, and okay. Yeah, it's the same thing we see in different industries. It's not just the music industry. It's like a confidence thing, or like a barrier that we put up for ourselves. So it's just about like kind of breaking through that. Even if you're super nervous, just be yourself and show off, and all that can happen, like I said, is no, like the opportunity doesn't happen, but just keep trying, like don't give up on that. So
yeah, that's it. You know, it might just be bad timing that the opportunity doesn't happen. I'm a great believer in timing, and actually if you just keep doing what you believe in, and you know, confidence is a huge issue. Imposter syndrome, confidence, you know, we don't really believe in ourselves, do we? And we do love a good course, or we do love to be able to do something really well before we dip our toe into the pond. And actually we should just be diving into the pond and learning as we go, because that's the best way to learn a lot of things, especially when it comes to the music industry and mixing.
That's actually what happened. So a promoter in Brisbane actually heard me going back to back with one of the international DJs that played that night, because I'd go out by myself if I'm traveling for work, so I'd just go out and meet people. Ended up at the after party back to back, just mucking around, and she told me I had to go on this gig the next week, and I'd only been mixing for 8 weeks. So I literally was chucked in the deep end, and in a different city as well. It's a completely different city. And then I came back and they chucked me on a week before ISO happened over here. So yeah, it's 100% believe, like, don't wait until you're ready, because you're always learning. I have one of my best mates is better at DJing than me, mixing for like 4 or 5 years, does vinyl and everything, and still won't hop on. And she's amazing, and I keep like pushing her, like, just do it, like, you're gonna learn more when you do it, because it's just the vibe, I think, like when you're in that environment. So yeah, I don't know.
That's amazing. I keep saying that's amazing. It is amazing. It's brilliant to hear this. And I think, you know, there's a lot of women that will be listening to this podcast. I mean, hopefully listening to this podcast and relating to you, and just, you know, and fingers crossed they take that leap of faith, because you never you are always learning. And the best way to learn is to make mistakes. The best way to learn is to get out there. The best way to learn is just to dive into that pond of music. And if someone says, will you come and play a set, you need to be like a yes girl, not a no girl or an excuses girl. You know, you need to be a yes girl, because you just, like for you, for example, at the after party, you don't, you know, you then got a gig off the back of that, and you've then, you know, loads of things happen. You just don't know where that's going to take you.
Yeah, exactly. And actually the person I was back to back with has been a big supporter of all this. So they're actually on the UK Aussie battle that I said will be happening at the beginning of next year, and also contributed a prize for our Aussie All-Stars winners. So it's really cool. Again, making those genuine connections and just asking and yeah. And I think obviously with us, we had a big opportunity to do something different with ISO. So just taking it by the balls, really. And
So who is this person? Are you allowed to share who the person is?
I can. So it was Ben Soundscape and Colette Warren, actually. So very lovely people. I talk to them quite regularly. So just genuine, just gorgeous people. And like Colette's doing her own podcast now as well. They've been streaming like weekly. And yeah, so it's really good, like, just to have. I actually messaged them recently and just thanked them for just being so awesome, like absolute legends, like from afar, you know. Even so, yeah. I don't know.
That's funny. Actually, I've got Colette. We've got Colette. I've got Colette on this podcast. Actually, I'm interviewing her. I think it might be next week or the week after.
So, oh, awesome.
Yeah, it was a bit like you, actually. I saw your post. So for anyone listening now, we don't actually know each other, do we? So
no.
I saw your post on Facebook on one of the all-female groups. I think it might have been...
It was EQ50.
EQ50. Yeah. I was going to say 2% rising, but it was EQ50. And I literally just like friend requested you, Facebook messaged you saying, will you be on the podcast? I really love what you're doing. And you were like, yes. Yeah. And I've done the same with Colette. So...
Yeah, and actually that's how I got two of the judges. So two of them I knew. I knew De La Haye, that's the promoter that got me my first gig in Brisbane. And she's badass, like playing all over. She does sun and bass heaps and, you know, very big promoter over there as well, but really good for the scene. And then Vision Obi I met at Fabric before Rampage last year, just randomly. Heard his voice and just walked up like, I know this person. and we've been talking ever since. So they're always the most, this is an example, they're always the most random things. But with Mrs. Magoo and Dose, I straight out just messaged them with our synopsis, what we've been doing, would you be keen? And they were both just super genuine and loved it. And yeah.
Yeah.
So they've been great to work with. Yeah, she's such a little firecracker.
It's funny actually, because I'm probably talking about 5 or 6 years ago. We were playing for the Female DJs London. There was 50 of us picked to come for a showcase in the UK in London, and she was one of them. And I can't remember if I played before her or she played after me, but yeah, she's lovely. I've been in contact ever since, and she will be coming on the podcast soon, but she's busy. Yeah, super busy at the moment with projects and releases, of course, because she's amazing.
Amazing, very active. Like I love watching her sets, just like her vibe. Just oozes. Like there's certain people that are just performers and it's great. The enthusiasm, you can really see the love.
Oh, you can. She's definitely not a head down concentrating. She's a hands in the air, like bouncing around behind the decks. It's really, 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 really cool to watch.
Yeah. No, it's fun. It's a vibe.
Very cool. So when's the next Coast to Coast? When's the next battle? What's happening?
Okay, so at the moment we're in the Aussie All-Stars phase. So this has all been a process, obviously, because it just started off as random banter and then we were actually hit up by other city crews. So then we were just like, cool. So we just started doing it. I actually hit up Sydney drum and bass page because we didn't have anyone from Sydney yet, just to get them involved, and they all got in, smashed it. Like it was really cool. So we've got all of them. That was over 5 events and we invited the top back. We had one on the 22nd, so that was last weekend. You can tell I've been working heaps this week.
Yeah.
and then the next part is on the 6th, so next Sunday.
Okay, and what time? What time next Sunday?
So we'll be streaming from 5 p.m. Australian Western Standard Time, which is roughly 9 a.m. UTC, I believe.
Okay, amazing.
One in the UK.
Yeah.
We started a bit early last time, but it was because we have, you know, a judge in New Zealand and two in the UK, so we're trying to be even between them.
Yeah, between literally the opposite side of the world.
Yeah, so we have to accommodate for all our lovely judges. so we've got 13 acts on the next one from all over the country, and they'll be throwing down and the winners will be getting prizes, so...
Wow, and what's on the prize list then?
Oh, it's pretty. I can read it all out. We've got heaps of merch coming from all over. So, hang on, I'll just get the text file. We've got merch coming from Breaknet Audio in Sydney, Causal, who's a producer, Good Karma Music in Perth, Inhibit Promotions in Perth, Overview Music in the UK, Perth Drum and Bass, Plasma Audio, Rewind D&B, which is actually in Brisbane, Sub-Era in Perth, and Twisted Audio in Melbourne. So I just got in contact with everyone that had been involved, and those that could contribute did, and those that, you know, because of all the things this year that couldn't, it was all good, you know. We got vinyl from Intrigue and also Rewind. We also got top three acts on D&B Radio for Australia Represent as well. Store DJ vouchers is funded by Open Deck Fest, which is something that just started in Perth, but it's to get new people on the decks just to have a go. And also another promoter here, Blender, Beatport donated Link yearly subscriptions to the top two acts. We've got tunes from Saxon, sample pack from Motive in Perth, which is made up by Ember and Notice. And also Dose said that the winner can go on the promoter list for the week, for the year. professional photo shoot in Perth by one of our top, I guess he does all our photos for the event. So if you see, most of the photos in the press kit are from him.
Okay.
And also event passes at some of the events in Perth and Melbourne. So it's pretty extensive list. And it's so cool that these people have all recognised what we're doing and just want to support the artists. So
that's a ridiculous list. Wow. I mean, you have been busy. You have been busy.
Yeah. And as I said, it's just a matter of just asking. So a lot of them, I've just messaged them. I'm actually a Patreon for Overview. So I messaged them because they were going to send me some stuff anyway. And I was like, hey, can we have a bit extra, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, Pete got straight on. So that was really cool. And then most of the other ones I already knew anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, yeah. So how do people submit an entry? And what's the deal with, say, for example, if I was going to submit an entry, which I might still do.
You should do.
Do you know what? I should do.
Yeah, do it.
Drum and bass. It's in my heart. I think I would bleed drum and bass if you cut me.
Me too. My daughter's already loving it.
Yeah. Did you say you got two daughters or just one?
Just one.
Just one? How old?
Yeah, 9.
Oh, it's a prime age for mixing then.
Yeah, she's starting to. She just presses all the buttons. So I'll like blend and then she just presses everything. I'm like, cool. She's still getting the beats. To get in contact, the top six winners as well from this will actually be going against a UK crew. So as I said, Ben Soundscape and Colette Warren are on that. We've got a few others that are like, we're just sorting out all the lists at the moment, but we've probably potentially got one or two spots available there, and I'd love to get some more women on board. That would be awesome. And yeah, so we need UK representing as well. They can submit to remedydmb@gmail.com, just a 15, 20, 30 minute mix, whatever, just throw it down, send me the press kit as well before the 4th of January. And yeah, we'll be in touch.
Yeah. So that's really important, actually. So people, just to reiterate that you need to do a 15-minute mix. You're looking for women. Go team women. And I will put this in the show notes as well, but they need to do a 15-minute mix, got best foot forward, and do
15 to 30. If it's a little bit longer. Yeah, if it's a bit longer, it's fine. This is just a SoundCloud type of thing. It's not the actual battle. Cool. Yeah.
Okay, 15 to 30 minute mix, put your best foot forward, press kit, must have a press kit. This is so important. There's so many women I speak to or get in contact with me through Good Vibes Only, talk about, you know, can I get them a gig or can I do this and blah, 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 and they don't have a sodding press kit.
I literally just finished mine today because I haven't had to do...
Actually, I was looking at your press kit. It's very good, actually, because you sent it through on a one link, so like an electronic press kit. There were lots of photos. There was the logo. There was the bio. These are the three things that women need to have, and they do not have. And it's the bane of my life. I run a festival stage at Wilkstock Festival here, not here, in the UK every year. And I tell you what, the guys, they have everything in order. Like, the women, yeah, the women, this emails back and forth, like, oh, I haven't got a bio, or they send me a link to their Facebook page, and I'm like, no, this is what you need. Go away.
I've been hustling.
Good. I'm back.
Yeah, good pun for the show as well. So I've been hustling the axe so bad. So a lot of the 50 plus that we've had have not had this either. And I'll be sitting there like, I need the bio, just a few lines.
You know, it's trying to get across to people that you don't have enough time in the day when organizing an event to chase them up for something that somebody else already has.
Yeah. And I mean, I had that happen. The first event, one of the girls pulled out last minute because she's like, you didn't ask me. And I'm like, I had like 6 weeks of communication, but it was because I hadn't been in touch in the week or two prior. But she was confirmed and everything. She'd been tagged and everything. Like, I set up group chats for each event. So there's everything there. She just hadn't seen it. And she kind of had a go or whatever. Like, not naming or shaming, but it's something that does happen.
Yeah.
And I just said, like, look, like, I'm full-time. I'm a mum and I'm doing this just on the side. Like, I'm busy. And I had three events in the works at that point. And I'm like, I can't chase up 40 acts. It's just not. You don't have time in the day. So people have to be responsible for themselves a bit, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And just appreciate that, you know, the world does not revolve around them. And actually, they're a small part of a bigger plan, of which there are a lot more important things for you to be doing than chasing them about a bio or a press kit or something that they should already have. And somebody else has got it. So either get it done and get it over as soon as you can. Doesn't have to be perfect if you don't have one, or have it ready, or don't bother. Yeah. Don't waste anyone's time.
Well, like I said, I didn't have one yet, but I had all the bits there. I just had to put it together.
To be honest, I was the same. For years, I was going out having different things in different places. But as soon as you get that, just has to be a Dropbox link. It just has to be a Google Drive or a whatever else, some form of link where everything's in one place. So somebody like me or you can literally go click, download, bish, bash, bosh, like, brilliant.
Yeah, I set that up actually for the Aussie All-Stars, because obviously 25 acts over 2 weeks plus all the judges and hustling like to get all the prizes in on time and stuff. So it's been a lot of work, a lot more work than the previous ones. So I actually set up Google Drives for every single act with like a README to put their bios and like all the permissions and stuff in there, exactly how you did for the form for the show actually. Yeah. And then like a information sheet, so it's like I don't have to message everyone constantly, has due dates, got everything.
Yeah, it's so funny. There's so much work that goes into the back end side of it, isn't it? But having it all together in one place is such. Mm. I mean, I've been in various situations when I started up the stage where I didn't do a Google form similar to what we've done. I sent over to you, and then you're trying to collate everyone's stuff and save it into different folders. I was like, God, there must be a better way of doing this.
Oh, it just gets hectic. And I mean, the initial work, so doing all those folders for everyone, it does take like a couple of days, but oh my God, it's so much easier after. Like, just be organized at the start, get it all set up properly, like the framework, and then makes things easier. You're still chasing up some people, but it's a lot smaller.
Yeah, that's it. So if anyone's listening and you are going to apply, please, please, please make sure you've got everything in order, because not only will it do you a favour for this, it will do you a favour once lockdown's over, once we're out of COVID and you've got gigs and people are asking you for your press kit or your EPK or something to do with that. It's all in one place.
And it's good promo as well. It's online. You're going to be exposed to people in Australia as well as in the UK if you haven't played out much before. Just have that in order. And,
very exciting.
Email me and, we'll have a look.
That's so cool. I really, really love what you're doing. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. I can't believe that I can't believe that many other people are not doing something very similar. This is so unique. It's cool.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. So, like I said at the beginning, everyone was like, but yeah, everyone loves it. And in the comments, we actually encourage banter and we all, like, the previous acts all get back. And yeah, there's a lot of like jokes and stuff in there. Like, it's a real cool vibe. So, very supportive.
So, what's next on the cards as well? I mean, obviously, you've got the Coast to Coast UK one happening. And then after that, I mean, is there, you know, after January, is there, What's else in the pipeline? Is there more projects, or where will you take this?
Well, I guess we can't just stay online forever. COVID's not going to be here forever. But also, you know, there's not, like, we're really thankful for the few donations we have had, because they do cover some of our overheads. But I mean, there's not anything in it, so it'd be cool to, like, all this time and stuff that we're doing, get, you know, something going, do something live. So we're thinking of launching a live event in February. And then after that, we're going to be setting up battles. So we're going to stick with the same. It's our, like, you know, it's our brand now, but do intercity battles. So, like, between the different crews and stuff. There's, like, I'd easily say over 50-100 DJs in Perth. So it's a massive scene that regularly play out as well. So, yeah, we'll be busy, but that's the plan.
That's the plan. So get out there. That's cool. And I think that's how a lot of things are going to happen, aren't they? Once we're all released back out into the world.
Let me out.
Like, world domination.
Yeah. Well, I can't actually talk. We've been out since probably June July maybe.
Yeah.
Limited. It's been limited capacity. I actually played the first seated event in Perth, which was very interesting.
Okay.
My best friend kept...
Yeah, how did that go? What was the capacity for the whole event?
I think at that point it was about 100 tickets or something. But okay. it was the first time anyone had seen anyone in, like, months. So it was just such a vibe, even though you had to sit down. Oh, my best friend kept getting told off for dancing in her spot. So, but it was so cool. It was, like, the best night. Everyone just had smiles on their faces and, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so cool. Although I'm from the UK, I'm based out in Morzine in the French Alps. So I'm in a ski resort. So it's winter for us, just coming into winter now. And we've just been told we've had a really strict lockdown here. It's just been, I mean, obviously it's all for the greater good, but it's beginning to be a little bit tiresome now, unfortunately. But yeah, we're not, I mean, the ski resort isn't even opening till the middle of January now, as opposed to December, but no bars and restaurants. We're still not really allowed out unless we've got, like, some bit of paper filled in.
Like a hall pass.
Yeah, literally like a hall pass that the older gendarmes, the old police, the popo, they're checking, and they've got, like, it's got a QR code so they can tell what time you left your house. You're exercising, we're only allowed out an hour from our house, 1 kilometer and an hour. Now, as of Saturday, we'll be allowed up 20 kilometers and for 3 hours. It's ridiculous. That's but the whole resort not opening is a massive, massive bummer. I DJ full time, so I'm like, no après ski till middle of January. I'm like, oh God. Yeah.
You'll be loving it when it happens.
Oh, literally. I'm gagging to get out there. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
It was so, it's been so fun. I think I put in the bio as well. So the biggest gig I played was actually supporting Floridus for the first Inhibit Promotions gig in Perth. And that sold out with over 1,300 people at half capacity. So, like, it sold out once. They had to move venues to get it bigger, and then it sold out again. It was insane. But it's just such a vibe. Like, everyone's just living their best life. Better than, like, going to music festivals usually. You know how everyone's just on the same page and you bump into someone, you're like, oh, how are you going? Like, yeah, it's just a different vibe. So it's great. Everyone's going to love it when we're over this.
Wow, fantastic that you're actually getting out to play at these events, and you just started DJing a year ago. It just goes to prove that, you know, anybody can do anything, put your mind to it and go get it. Go get it.
Yeah, just do anything, and just, yeah, be genuine. Don't just go keen to mix. Like, actually make those connections and go support your scene. Go to the events, get, like, your face out, not because you want to play, but because you, like, actually genuinely love it. Like, you know, and it goes a long way, I think.
It does. That's a fantastic bit of advice. So how can we get in contact with you? What have we got here? Profiles. So you personally, I've got your Facebook down as PHDMB. Same for Instagram, same for SoundCloud, great continuity. And then Remedy Promotions, we've got Remedy Promotions Facebook, Remedy _ Promotions for Instagram. You've got a YouTube channel, which I will whack in the show notes as well. And yeah, just to confirm, if anyone wants to get in contact for the Coast to Coast UK versus Australia, bring it on. they need to email you remedydmb@gmail.com by the 4th of January. And they need to have a 15, 30 minute mix and get your press kit. Get it in there.
Make sure you get them through. We don't discriminate against drum and bass styles either. We have all walks of drum and bass. So get them in. I want to hear all of the different bangers that are happening over there.
Come on, ladies. Come on, ladies. That's what we need. Come on, ladies. Oh, it's been amazing. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your evening, which is probably like late evening now, to talk to us. It's been lovely. Really inspiring.
Awesome. Thank you for having me and reaching out. So, yeah, I look forward to hearing all the podcasts. I have listened to the couple that are on there at the moment. So, yeah, I'll be tuning in.
Excellent. So, anybody that's listening, we have a podcast coming out every Thursday. It's called Hustle, Industry Advice for Women in Music. And we are talking to some goddamn amazing boss ladies. Woo!
Get the ladies out. Get the ladies out. Actually, that could be taken way the wrong way.
Who let the ladies out? Who? I might have to cut that bit.
It's been a pleasure.
And we will speak to you soon.
Yeah, speak to you soon. And I look forward to hearing everyone's mixes.
Brilliant.
And make sure you tune in.
Yeah, we will do. We will do. I'll put out. Yes, we will do. Don't you worry.
Awesome. I'll be waiting for yours.
Oh my God, I better rush home and get a mix done now.
Yeah, get in first. Awesome. Have a lovely afternoon.
Yep. Well, yeah, early evening, and I will, we'll speak soon. Take care.
Yeah, speak soon. Good
night. Bye. You've been listening to Hustle, Industry Advice for Women in Music. Thanks again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please, please, please follow, subscribe, rate and give us a review. Help us to move up in the iTunes chart so that we can bring you more and more amazing guests. Thanks again. For more info on what we're up to, please check out our website, www.goodvibesonlymusic.com. Peace, love and good vibes always. See you next week.